I may be wrong, but I think perhaps you cook it in a skillet. But I'm not sure. So.
Okay.
And that's called grits cornbread.
What about the all these little round things that a lot of people eat along with their head and fish? You know?
Hush puppies.
Have you ever heard of any type of cornbread or something like it that used to be made supposedly before the fire in the fireplace?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
And not familiar with ash cake?
Nope.
What about these things that I suppose, well, you could make mix up the batter and kind of pour them out maybe in a skillet and so big, fry them, turn them over like that. It's cornmeal.
I don't think I know what you're describing now.
Does hoe cake mean anything?
No.
Okay. What about, is it possible to take some kind of cornbread and boil it along with turnips or greens?
No, I've never heard of that. I've seen my aunt make dumplings with flour to cook with chicken, but I've never heard of anything similar made with cornmeal.
Does corn dodger mean anything to you?
Not a thing.
Anything made out of cornmeal that would be cooked in a deep pan, very soft, could be spooned out on the
Not to my knowledge, no.
Don't know that spoon. Does Johnny cake mean anything to you?
No, I've heard of it. I've read it in some children's story. That's 20 years ago.
What about the word home? Do you associate that with cornbread?
I have heard of corn pone, but I don't know how it differs from cornbread.
Okay. Well, say if a lot of people say that basically there's just two kinds of bread. There's the kind that you will make yourself, that's homemade, and then there's the kind that you buy in the store, you call that.
I would say store-bought, but I would be slightly facetious when I said it. And if I were referring to it in a formal situation, I would just say bread or white bread.
Mm-hmm. And this thing, you can make with the whole rice and center, you call those.
Donut.
Have you ever heard any name for whatever it is? You take a lump of that dough and cook it with no hoe?
No, I don't think so.
And these things that a lot of people like to eat for breakfast, mix up the batter and pour them out, cook them that way.
Pancakes.
Anything else you call them?
No, I would say pancake.
Talking about an amount of the flour, you say you went to the store and bought 2 pounds. And the stuff that you would put in your dough to make bread rise if you were baking it?
Yeast.
What about the parts of an egg, one's a white, the other is the...
Well, now, if you start off that way and you say one is the white, then I'll say the other is the yellow. But if you say what is the inside part of an egg, I'll say the yolk. Recipes often talk about separating the white and the yellow of the egg, and that's why I would say that.
Okay. What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
And,
that's why it's called the yellow.
Okay. And these things, the chickens, the way you call them?
Eggs.
And different ways of preparing them?
Well, this morning I boiled some eggs. They were hard boiled.
And so you can have this little deal sitting over boiling water. You know, you can crack the egg in the cup and you call it.
Yes, that's poached eggs. I have an egg poacher, but I'm not really sure that I've ever eaten poached eggs. This is something that my mother liked, and so she cooked them, but I think I probably found the idea repulsive.
Okay. Well, any name for a piece of meat that some people boil along with turnips, greens?
The formal name for it when you buy it in the store is salt pork, which is what I would generally call it.